What's
Two phones, big
Super.
Time. There he is.
I'm only on one. I only have one phone with me right now, so we're medium time, I guess, today.
Oh, Daryl, don't lie to me, man. It's Monday. We're excited to get the week started. Don't give me
I've got my mid time set up, but we're going big time for the week. So yeah, we'll get that clear. But you know, today, and I'm a little nervous, guys, because this is about as close as Gary and I get to planning something out. I get a message from him like 3 minutes ago. What should we talk about? What's the theme going to be? And like, we don't do that normally, but
You know what that is? I got parked early. I was running ahead of time. I was running ahead of schedule. I was so excited that it was Monday, which is such the opposite from everybody else. I was so excited that it was Monday that I got here. I parked my ass about 15 minutes early, and I said, you know what, I'm just gonna message him. And before we get into it, so you did come back at me with something, can we just address just quickly this fire that you just dropped on your Instagram? I mean, can we you know, knowing you, you probably already had a separate podcast ready to go for this, and I don't want to steal your thunder, but my God, you just dropped some fire. We probably should address that quickly.
So the post that you're talking about is "Don't Own Someone Else" is bullshit expectations on how long the weight loss process should take. And you'll appreciate this on the content creation side.
Yes.
The first sentence right up to the kiss face emoji, I copied and pasted that into Facebook as a post. And that's probably going to get run as an ad. To get some awareness. But yeah, no, I mean, that's something for you guys. That's we'll post that in our story, because it is something to remember, is that you're going to see a lot of people posting about like, oh, I'm doing great, I'm failing, I've lost 10 pounds, I've lost 15 pounds this month, I've gained 3 pounds, and their expectations have nothing to do with your process and what you're working through. And you know, one of the keys, and this is actually what we decided we were going to talk about today, is consistency. So it's not sexy. It's not glamorous. It's basically the one phone equivalent of the weight loss industry. But what it is you do the best that you can over time. And it's, the results will take care of themselves, but you have to be consistent no matter what it is that you do.
1,000%. I mean, I can obviously only speak for myself, but I will tell you this. We've talked about this, I know, on Rather Be My podcast. I know you've talked about it on your podcast, and some other very intelligent people have talked about it in various mediums. But, you know, we all have a different set of circumstances. Our bodies are all very different. We're all unique to ourselves, you know. No one person is exactly like the other. And so when I look at my situation and where I'm at now with my own personal fitness, you know, I just crossed the 2-year mark from starting, you know, this particular point of the journey where I got serious and started going hard. And, you know, when looking at, and not comparing to get upset, but when I look at some of my other friends on Insta and I see what they have done and the progress they've made, and I look at the progress I've made, and when you put together numbers, they're very different. But in a way, Daryl, I'm actually like really excited that this has taken a long time, because it just goes to show, and it helps me really hammer this point home about loving the process, trusting the process, being that, you know, patient, consistent, hard work, loving yourself. But seeing it take a long time, over a long period of time, I mean, for me, excuse me, I love that. I'm like celebrating. I'm like, yes, this isn't coming off in like 6 to 8 months. Like, you know, you see some people, I'm like, man, this is like 2 years, and it's just slow. It's like a slow burn. It's like a wrestling storyline, a slow burn, which is always the best. And that's I love that it's taking so long, because it really – it helps me personally to love that process, but it also helps to drill that point home that, man, this is not going to be overnight, that you really got to take your time and the consistency and all that, and it will come down over time.
The biggest thing, and you're getting to this point now, because you know, it is taking time, But what you're doing and what everybody that's listening is doing is you're taking the time to develop skills. So the fact that this is going slower, you're trying things out. You're testing things out. You're seeing what works. You're giving it a few weeks. You're giving it a few months. If it doesn't work, you're changing things up. I mean, I recall a conversation we had where, you know, and this was, I think, the second podcast episode that we did.
Yeah.
Where at that time, like, you had been doing a bunch of cardio and you're like, well, I need to focus on my weights. So I'm going to be doing, you know, less cardio, more weights. But then I think you ended up after a certain period of time, you ended up going back. Now I need to do more of a mixed approach. So you tried something, you saw what was working for you, thought you would try something else. And then you went back to, you know, something similar to what you had started out with, just because you're testing things out. Like the main thing that you're doing right now, anybody, when it comes to working out regularly and following an eating plan, is you're trying to see what's going to work for you for the rest of your life. So what you're doing right now isn't going to look exactly like what you're going to do for the rest of your life. Probably, you know, like if you're just this whole first year or two of a weight loss journey, you're testing things out. You're not going to be labeled a failure. You're not in a race. But to, you know, to your point, like it is like a wrestling storyline. There's a lot more build up here. There's a lot more, you know, it's the roots are going to be a lot deeper. This stuff is going to be more sustainable if you're taking your time to work through the process. And I think, you know, we can make short, snappy statements about this all day, but I think that's the real important thing that we need to hit home, is that this is habit development and that takes time, but you should be enjoying that process.
100%. I mean, some people would look at, you know, my personal results, and I think the last time I really like checked before I started, and actually I did start a new experiment in the last month, which I'll get to in a second if you want to hear it, but I, you know, the last time I checked that dreaded scale that we love, you know, to talk about, you know, when you look at an overall big picture over the course of 2 years, I've lost about 115, almost 120 pounds now. And a snapshot, somebody would look at that and compare it to 15 to 20 other Instagram accounts and say, well, gee, I've seen people that have been less than 2 years that have lost 160, 180. Why haven't you lost any more? And I'm like, because number one, like you said, I'm taking my time. I'm testing things out. I'm trying what works for me. I'm not going to go on some bullshit crash diet. I'm not going to try the latest fad of the month. I'm an experimental type person. Daryl, this is going to blow your mind right now. And this is probably going to blow a lot of people's minds, but it has been about a month now and I've not stepped foot in a gym. That is a true story. And you want to know why I haven't stepped foot in the gym? Because I have been testing different things. And the thing I've been testing the last month is yoga. Diamond Dallas Page says, hey, you don't even need to go into a gym to do my program. You just do my program. You follow my program and you'll see results. And guess what? In the last month, I lost another 12 pounds. Now, again, we don't like to harp on the numbers, but it just goes to show you try different things and you see different results. So I haven't stepped foot in the gym in a month, and I've been working at home doing this DDP yoga thing, and I'm still seeing results. So I'm trying different things. I'm seeing what I like. I'm seeing what works best for me instead of trying a latest fad crash diet or whatever. Yep. And I'm willing. Now, look, if I had spent this last month and went up 10 pounds, I would have still loved the process because I'm learning as I'm going. I'm educating myself. Okay, hey, that didn't work. And then you look at all the factors. Okay, well, I did X, Y, and Z. Maybe this is what happened here. And you're learning and you're adjusting on the fly. And that's what I love about this. It's not about how do I get down as low as possible, as quickly as possible. It's how can I learn the most information while bettering my life at the same time.
So what I'm hearing with all of this, because you're taking an active role in your in everything that it is you're doing, you're asking why, you're testing, you're adjusting, and that is going so much deeper than what we see a lot of folks take this fitness thing, which is I'm going to do the workout that's I'm being told to do. I'm going to try to lose a certain amount of weight because I've seen so-and-so has lost a certain amount of weight. And then if I don't lose it, I'm a failure, and then on to the next thing. And that's how people get on the whole diet roller coaster, which is what we want to want to get them off of. But as we wrap up here, because, you know, this is crazy. Like, we did, what, 5 minutes of prep, and I think we got a full, like, half-hour-long podcast in about 12 minutes.
We sure did. And I know that, you know, it's fun when we get on here and just, you know, start riffing. I really enjoyed it. And actually, I've not even shared that on even my podcast. I wanted to share that with you. It just goes to show that, you know, you can see results when you try a variety of things. Don't be afraid to try stuff just because, oh, well, God damn, if I get off my program, I might balloon back up, you know, 2 or 3 dreaded pounds because I dared to try something different. You know, most people would look at that and they would just drop their jaws to the floor. You haven't been to the gym in a month? Oh, my God. Well, folks, when you're not in a hurry, when you don't give a damn what that number says, and you're willing to take chances and educate yourself and learn things, anything is possible. And I love to kind of be a guinea pig. What can I say?
So I think that'll be a challenge we throw out as we wrap up here. You got another Monday. You got another week. Try some stuff. Do something different. And don't just do it for this week. Take a month or two. See what you can come up with. Have fun with it. Yeah.
Hey, in closing, I'm pretty damn happy about this experiment so far. 1 month in, and I'm feeling as great as I would have felt doing my other routine. Honestly, I'm not going to say it was better or worse than the other routine, but I'm feeling good. In other words, I'm going forward, not backwards.
Well, and I think that's an important thing to leave people with, is that, you know, you feel good for trying it, and you continue to move forward, and you're looking at you're using different measures of happiness and progress besides just the scale. It's nice that it went down, but yeah, the peace of mind that you've gotten off of this experiment, it's huge. So with that, we'll go ahead and get everybody started on their day. Let's have a wonderful week, and hey, we'll do this again next week. What do you think?
Rock and roll, brother. Let's do it.
All right. See ya.
See ya.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.